Mercotte Radio. Voilà, vous êtes de retour sur, je ne sais pas, sur les ondes. Donc, vous êtes toujours dans la zone de radio temporaire, un partage entre Ergotte Radio, la radio des étudiants de l'ERG, entre Radio Panique et pour leur support. Voilà, donc la chanson qu'on a écoutée, c'était du groupe Funkadelic qui s'appelait le March to the White Castle. On a avec nous une super invitée et pour ça, on va changer de langue. We're gonna switch languages and go for English. C'est qui? It's up to you.
We are now with Itziar Ocariz from Spain and Basque Country. So you'll be leading a workshop this afternoon with the ERG students. Could you please talk about what your work is about, especially? I know that you'll be having a performance at Beaux-Arts. Could you please talk about what this is? I'm talking about the Irinsi. Could you please explain us what it is?
Wow, a lot of questions. Okay, all together. It's very difficult to answer what the work's about, but I come from a feminist background in the Basque Country, and I studied in the 80s, at the end of the 80s, which was a moment of very politically charged, somehow, in Bilbao. So I guess I come from this background, and I develop like a practice in mostly in different media, but a lot in performance or actions. At the beginning, I didn't have like an appointed audience, so I wouldn't say that I did action. I did performance at all, and actually I become quite more comfortable with the term coming from queer theory or some other places or landscapes of knowledge. So I don't know what else.
Like what did you have any training in art, or did you go to an art school?
Yes. I did a study in UPV, in the Basque Fine Arts University, and I study sculpture actually, so most of my work actually is really like aware of the space somehow. When I work with boys, for example, I usually develop like this relation with situated it in the space. For example,
how could you summarize, let's say, your work in a couple of sentences? Like, what kind of things? Performance, integrating space,
performance, poetry, feminism, action, politics.
Yes.
So, could you please explain what your workshop this afternoon will be about, mostly, or you want to keep it secret?
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. It's a secret.
It hasn't started, so you may want to keep it secret.
Well, I can't give away the secret, which is there is no secret because there is no. I mean, the thing is, I was like really so crazy with my work right now that I couldn't really give a workshop at all. I mean, I couldn't prepare. So Lawrence told me, you know what? Don't prepare anything. Just come and talk with them and let's see what's going on. And I think it's a nice idea. I am good with in company with others and seeing the work or even if I have something to grab to
all
talk
right
about that.
So it will depend on how the students react to what you explain them and show them?
Yeah. All right. We will develop the conversation and the interest in dependence of where the work that I have will lead us. So it's going to be an improvisation.
All right.
Nice. A good collective work. And is there anywhere in particular we can see your work right now?
I am right now in, I think, in the Museo del Eco in Mexico. I don't know if it's finished, the exhibition. And also in the Reina Sofia, there is actually an Irinzi piece over there, the first one that I did in my studio.
Wow.
And right, I mean, I am having an exhibition in a gallery in Bilbao and also in Brussels, in Basel.
Oh yeah, in Basel. Yeah.
Oh nice. Which gallery?
The third is not a gallery. It's the Kunst Haus.
Oh.
They are gonna open the third and the 30th of March, both of them. So
nice.
That's why I am kind of
tingling.
Yes.
Nice.
Could you please explain us what Irinzi is? Because especially in Brussels, I think only a few people know what it is.
My performance practice, and most of my practice as an artist, there is really like concern about how can you, I mean, if you take, for example, a video camera, you know, what can you do with a camera? I mean, besides, because usually there is a norm that is going on in a specific time or, you know, so besides that, what can a camera do? You know, it takes image, but you can do just focus, or you can do like a zoom out, zoom in, whatever, you can move it or not, or you can just leave it alone, and you know, it also has sound, these kind of things. So you, how can actually you work with the way that signs are constructed somehow. And for example, I started working with the peeing pieces that this like peeing standing up. So you just change the sign a little bit, just move it a little bit, and the meaning actually appears somehow. You know how is working this, the meaning of the sign. So with the Irinzi is the same. The Irinzi is a screaming that is in the limit of language. It doesn't have a specific meaning.
All right.
But is related with the sense of identity, of Basque identity. But I lived in New York for many, many years, and I was in a club listening to some DJs, and suddenly someone in the crowd make an Irinzi. But it wasn't Basque, and it wasn't really an Irinzi. It was almost the same.
Yes.
And for me, for sure it was, and I answer it. It was an electronic music place, and I answer it, and I realize that so we started playing a little bit.
All right.
The thing is that once that you take one sign and decontextualize it, it changed completely. You know, and somehow appears the nature of it. So what I did with Irinzi was almost the same. Is if you actually take it out of
context.
Out of context,
yes.
It appears as a not a word, as a, not a singing, something
is
that you actually can smell the meaning of it, but you can see that it's really tingling like between one thing and the other. And it happens also with words. I mean, the words depends of how, what they have next to it, or besides, or behind, or after, or you
yes.
know. So language is not something so fixed. It's really,
yes.
you know.
I find it really interesting that you use something that is part of the Basque culture, and it's deep in its traditions, and change the context and make it make performances out of it, although it's part of the traditional thing, so
yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
it's quite unusual, but it's interesting too.
Well, you know, there is something that, for me, there is something where something is a little annoying. It somehow interested me. You know, I mean,
yes.
I define myself. I know I feel myself as a Basque person, but you know, like all traditional stuff, it's not like you feel just so close to them somehow. You know, even though in my family you can do that. You know, like scream and Irinzi. But
you can
it's
or
the
you
same.
Can't?
You can.
Oh.
You can. Definitely, you can. and it's the same with the dreamies. For example, I have this diary of dreams. I mean, a dream is something so mushy, somehow. You know, it's like so sentimental. So it's like kind of So that's interesting to work with. Can you do it like something that is not like that? I mean, something that is like not so closely related with identity, with tradition, with the real, the actual meaning, if you contextualize that, can you work with it and change it? Even if you just move the sign just a little bit, that's like a challenge somehow. So I break it, and it's also, you know, it really means also the scream, the sound of a horse at the end. It's this that they do, you know? And it really is something like, I'm going to do it very, very,
you can
very
do it
soft,
yes.
But I'm going to do it very soft because it's
whatever,
right. You know,
go
I don't
it,
want
go
to.
For it. No, go for it, go for it.
Well, okay, it's something like, yeah. So the end is the screaming of the of the horse. So you can work with moving it and changing it and breaking it and do like ay 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 or ha ha ha. You know. So it will actually show
So is it something that both men and women do?
Yeah.
Or yeah. All right.
Yeah. They usually say that only women do. No, it's not.
All right.
Not at all.
I'm just asking. I know pretty much nothing about Basque culture, so I'm just asking.
No, but it's very. But I think it comes from other cultures where other traditional screamings they are made only by women, or you know, or maybe in some other cases by men. But in Basque country, anyone can do an Irinzi.
All right, because something sounds a little bit like Irinzi in Arabic cultures at weddings or a way to celebrate, but it's something that only women do, women and girls do.
That's why. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's why I was asking because
It is. But in the Basque country, anyone can do an Irinzi. It's not related with gender. It's related with identity and it's related with celebration, and it's used by nationalist part, but all broad of it, you know.
All right. So does it have something to do with the echo in the mountains, or
it has to do? Well, it's supposed to be that it's related to communication in a landscape that you have. I mean, if I try that in the mountains, and it depends of the orography, you know, the sound can travel really, really, really long distances. So it's supposed to be that, and there is all this. Myth about war and how that was used during the war, and but I'm not so sure that this is true at all. I think just you know, like a building of the myth,
of the Basque myth.
Oh yes. So,
very nice. Well, do you have any other question, or does anyone in the public have a question for Itzi? No, I think we are.
Well, I think we are.
We're good. Well,
we're good, yeah.
So thank you very much for coming to the radio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Itzi will be doing a workshop tomorrow. Today?
I don't know.
I think
it's today at 2.
Ah,
yes.
The performance is tomorrow at Bazaar.
Ah, yeah, the performance. Yeah, that's right. The performance is tomorrow at Bazaar and today at 2.
Yes.
So feel free to come to the seminar. Je vais répéter en français. Donc. On a remercié Itziar, par exemple, moment pour son intervention. Elle fait un workshop au séminaire cet après-midi et une performance aux Beaux-Arts demain soir. Voilà. Ben, merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Et... merci.
Et donc maintenant, on va enchaîner avec un petit morceau de musique. On va faire une petite interlude musicale d'une dizaine de minutes pour... reprendre la suite plus tard avec l'intervention de Radio Triton.